Welcome to the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Jaren Swab, and today we're talking about being your own host, being your own provider, being your own platform. All these things. If you know anything about me or you've listened to the show more than one time, you probably know that I go out of my way to be my own hosting provider, to run my own applications, all that jazz. Being a programmer, and I have this desire to constantly do something. At least that's how it is for me. And it's not really a programmer, it's just that it's that hacker mentality, let's be serious. Because not all programmers have my outlook, have my desire that I do have, but lots of hackers do. And that being said, creating your own platform is becoming more and more important every single day. So you have platforms out there that exist, and they don't have your best interests in mind, right? So we'll use social media, for example, for the first example here. And it's things like Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, Twitter and TikTok on X, Y, Z, everything out there that exists that is used, they all manipulate the content. They all manipulate the feeds that you get to see. And I personally have stopped using them. Once I updated my phone, unlocked the bootloader, wiped it, added Lineage OS without any Google Play services, I decided just to not put them back on my phone. I don't, even though they do say they require Google Play services, I could still use the apps. Most apps that I've ever used, even without all the Google stuff on my phone, it still worked just fine. And that being said, I use an app called Web Apps, or I think it's called Sandbox Web Apps. It's a sandbox for web applications. And even then, I could use those applications, use those social media feeds in that app as well. But I just choose not to. And I feel better about it. Now, of course, I can't go out and be like, hey, everybody, I got a new podcast. Go listen to it. Blah, blah, blah. On those platforms. Even though, like, I have lots of followers on those platforms, it's just not worth the time. It's not worth the effort. Because what they do, I do not agree with. I guess you could say morally disagree with them. And ethically, everything that I strive to be and do, it seems like these big social companies are doing the opposite. And these companies are more than just social media now. I'm getting into Google, right? So, like, I don't have Google on my phone. I don't have any of the services on my phone. So, like, one app I do use to talk to my family is called Marco Polo. It's a video app. Super dumb app, but that's what they use, so I use it. I'm just going to push them off into a service I just started today, actually. But it says it requires Google Play services. I installed it. It works fine. The only thing that doesn't work is notifications. You'll find a lot of apps that push notifications to you do so by using Google Cloud. And so what they do is that there's a notification that they know you they want to give you. They send it to Google first, and then Google sends it down to your phone. Super useless. And it's kind of dumb. You don't need that. There's plenty of apps out there that don't need that. One such app is the Conversations app. This app is an open source project that is it's an XMPP client, and I'm using it, testing it with my sister currently, and it gets notifications just fine. And that doesn't use Google Play services because they don't add that stuff in there. It's on F-Droid, and so that's where I get it from. But we're talking about, like, the whole idea is, like, being your own platform. That's just one aspect of it, right? Like, social is one aspect. And it's better that if you want to use social media, like, go and spin up your own, Pleroma instance. Pleroma, it kind of looks like Twitter. But you can follow anybody on any other federated service that uses ActivityPub. The whole thing, you might have heard the term PubSub. So if any platform uses ActivityPub, your Pleroma instance can then follow them and see their content. Doesn't matter what they're posting on. They could be posting on Mastodon. They could be posting on, like, a an app that uses ActivityPub, but it's like kind of aimed to be like an Instagram clone kind of thing. Doesn't really matter. You can follow them. So if I ever do get back into social media, I will probably go that route and start up my own Plumora instance, Pleroma, sorry. But I haven't got to that point. I don't know if I actually want to or need to. Things I do run myself, though, are my own email service. So, which is notoriously hard and difficult and a pain in the butt to do. But there's a guy you may know by the, he has makes YouTube videos. He also has his own platform as well. His name is Luke Smith. You can find his GitHub at LukeSmithXYZ. And he has a shell script that basically does all the hard work of setting up the mail server for you. Super convenient, super easy to do. So there's literally no excuse to not have your own mail server. So I do that. I have my own mail server. I have my email address. I have some family members that use it as well. I also host my own Git repositories. I am also mirroring them to GitHub because I know people use GitHub to search things. It's not really the best argument because I'm pretty sure like all of the suckless utilities are not on GitHub, but people still find them nonetheless. But I digress. Some people are just more comfortable with it. So until I really decide to not use GitHub or have that option, I'm still mirroring it there. What else do? I have XMPP for group chats and chatting. So instead of using something like Facebook Messenger, I use XMPP. So this is what the Conversations app is for. You can do group chats. You can do one-on-one chats. All can be encrypted, which is incredibly important. Now, you might think, what about Signal? Signal has kind of jumped the shark, in my opinion, as of lately. So, Signal is better than Telegram, for sure, because you can get Signal without using Google Play Store. Telegram, you might as well just not even use it, because it's on the Play Store, which means if Google doesn't want them to have something on their app, they can take it off. They have to take it off, just on Google Play. Signal, you can download from a repository. You can, it's open source. I'm pretty sure it's on F-Droid. Under some other name, maybe. I can't remember exactly if it's still under called Signal or not. Either way, it exists outside of Google Play Store. And so because of that, it's a little bit better. But at the same time, all of your messages go to their server. So you still have to trust them as an entity to not give up your data. And they don't have a warrant canary anywhere on their site, so you really have no idea if they have ever been subpoenaed or ever will be subpoenaed by X country that exists out there. So there's things you're basically trusting the person who runs these servers for Signal. And so I said, well, what's the point of this? Like, all I'm using this for are one-on-one chats and some group chats, all just to have encrypted chat. It's like, I can do that myself through XMPP. So on one of my servers I added the XMPP server application called Prosody. Super easy to set up. Literally, just like if you're on Debian, you just do like apt install Prosody, and then you go into the config file, you change a couple lines, you set up you run their command line thing to tie in Let's Encrypt to it, set up it to the renew thing with a certain extra bit on the end of it. And it's done, like 100% done. Like, I don't need anything else. There's one other tweak you have to do for group chats that'd be hosted on your server, but that's all said and done. So now it's encrypted traffic to and from my server, and the conversations themselves are also encrypted through, I think, OMOC. I can't remember what the letters are, but there is an encryption thing that defaults on the Conversations app. So that's used for encrypting messages on the server as well. So even if the chats weren't encrypted on my server, it's still my server. I still control it. So anything that's any application, any content that is being stored there, I have control over. I don't have to worry about Signal having control of it. So that's what it comes down to. I'm not relying on these big companies and big services to host my content, because let's be serious, they can kick you off at any time. Right? So if you're using Instagram for the main content delivery system, if they decide they don't like what you're doing, they're just going to kick you off. And then you lose all of that built-up following. So instead, host your own stuff. Run your own website for your blog or content you make. Create an RSS feed so people can subscribe to it. Run your own XMPP server. Run your own Pleroma instance. For some reason, I can't say that very, very, very easily for social stuff. And don't rely on like Google and Gmail and stuff like that. You can do your own email address. You don't need to use like Proton Mail because you just don't have to trust Proton Mail. There is one thing you do have to, that does come down to is that if you're using a VPS, you have to trust the VPS provider. That being said, it's still better because you're literally paying them for the space. So it has to be a pretty egregious thing for them to kick you off of their platform. But if that even bothers you, which in my case for my Nextcloud instance, I need to have a lot of disk space and I can't afford to pay a VPS for that. So I host it in my house. Just get an old computer, plug it into the internet and install Ubuntu server or like Debian or something on there. Arch, if you're feeling really saucy, and then choose that. Just use that. You can use Cloudflare to mask your IP address so people can't find it if that bothers you. But there's no excuse anymore. There's literally no excuse. If you are the type of person that listens to this podcast, you are the type of person who can do this, and I urge you to do this. Get out there. Let's take the internet back to what it was originally supposed to be. We were all supposed to have our own little space on the internet and connect to each other through the internet and not rely on 5 big companies to let us talk to each other. If you found this interesting, please let me know. Shoot me an email at jaron@swab.dev. You can also send me an XMPP message at that same address, jaron@swab.dev, and we can chat if you so desire. If you like the show, please rate it. If you listen to this on something that you can rate shows on, please give it a rating and a review if you're able to. Otherwise, just share this with everybody who you think would find this interesting, because that's first and foremost, the most important thing is just sharing the content. Thanks for listening and stay curious.